is in the laws of tefillah in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. This is chapter 95, Tzadik Hei. And it's talking about Kivun Eivorov Bishasa Tefillah, that you have to have your feet, it says the limbs, you have to have your limbs accurately during the davening. You have to, that, and it has Dalet Sifim, Boy Dalet Sifim, it has four subsections. Subsection 1. Hamispalel Sorich Shikavin Raglov Zu Eitzel Zu. One who prays, the Amida, needs to have his legs put one next to the other. Bikivun. Exactly. You have to put them exactly together. Yeah, together. Why? Kilo Einan El Regel Achas. Echad. As if it was only one foot. You shouldn't see this. It should look like one foot. So that we can be similar like the angels. Shenemar Bahem. With regards to the angel, it says in Yechezkel, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, in Ezekiel, verse chapter 1, verse 7. So over there it says, V'raglehem Regel Yishora. It says their legs is like a straight leg, which means their legs seem like one leg. It is also proper, as we do, is to direct your legs together, even when you're just saying Kiddusha, together with the Shliach Tzibur, you put your foot together. This is actually the Ashkenaz Nusach, not the Chabad Nusach, but they say, we will sanctify you just as they sanctify you in the heavens above. And over there, Ubemorim, and the way it's done in the heavens above there is Magdishin Kein Beregel Yishor. Over there they sanctify with a straight leg, which means with seemingly like one leg. And therefore the person should also have, by Kedusha, also, as we do, put your legs together. Subsection 2, base. Yesh Mishayimer, there's those that summon that says, Shek Shayimer Lihispalel, that when you're getting ready to daven, Yelech Lefonov Gimel Psius, you should go ahead 3 steps. Derech Kiruv Vehagoshe, that's a means, it's in a way of getting close, showing closeness and coming close to it, lidovar shetzorich lasis, to something what you need to do. So v'toyv lochush lidvarav, it's best to take his words and into consideration and do as he suggests. And that's why we take 3 steps back, so that we can take 3 steps forward. Really what we're trying to do is they take 3 steps forward, but we can't take 3 steps forwards if we're not going to take them back first. So you go back. So that's it. And then you go 1, 2, 3, and you do the Amida. Kosuv Echad Oimer, in subsection 3, the Alter Rebbe writes, Kosuv Echad Oimer, in one verse it states, and this verse is in Melachim Aleph, chapter 9, verse 3, Perek Tes Pasuk Gimel. So over there in that Pasuk says, V'hoyo Einai V'libay Shom Kol Hayomim, that my eyes and my heart will be there all my days. That is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, that a person's heart and eyes and mind, his eyes and heart will be there all the days. Doesn't say mind, says Einai V'libay. Because of Echad Omer, but then there is another verse that says, and that's a verse in Eicha, chapter 3, verse 41, Eicha Gimel Perek Gimel Pasuk Mem Aleph. So there it says, Niso levaveinu el kapoyim, el keil bashamoyim. It says, let's raise our hearts towards our hands to the God that is in heaven. So that almost sounds like we're supposed to pray upwards to Hashem. Ukadeshi Yiskaimu Beis Mikrois Elu, in order to fulfill both of these verses, on one hand, we have to be our eyes and heart towards the Beis HaMikdash, and on the other one, we have it towards the heaven. So in order to have both of them, Amru, as rabbis say, Shamispalil, Tzorich Shiyakuv Reishe Me'at, one who davens should bend his head a little bit, Sheyiyu Einov L'mato L'oretz, so that his eyes will be to the below, to the ground, Shadeonu Mispalilim Neged Beis HaMikdash. So because we are praying opposite the Beis HaMikdash, which means towards the Beis HaMikdash, Shenemar, V'hoyu Shenemar Boy, and about the Beis HaMikdash it says, V'hoyu Einai V'liba Yisham, that where it's about its which one it says, my eyes, my heart should be there. So that's where you should put your eyes below, opposite of the Yachshav. You should consider, think about if you're standing there in davening. That way his prayer will be accepted, wanted by Hashem. So physically, he is bending his head a little bit so that his eyes are towards the ground. And we're facing the Beis HaMikdash as if we're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm guessing that if you have your face up, you're going to fly over the Beis HaMikdash. This way you want it to be like in the Beis HaMikdash. And you're thinking as if you're davening inside the Beis HaMikdash. But in your heart, you kaven l'mayla l'kil b'shamayim. But in your heart, you should have intention that you're davening to your God in the heaven. V'oysom hamagbihim roshehem v'neihem l'mayla kimabitim al hagag. And those who raise their heads and they keep their eyes above, as if they are looking on the roof, kimabitim al hagag, hamalochim aligim aleim. It says the angels laugh at them. They think that you have to speak to Hashem, you have to keep your head up and speak. Before the davening, you raise your eyes towards the heaven. To arouse the your mind to the intention. Same thing is the middle of the prayer. If you lose your focus and your attention, so then you look up to the heavens to regain your composure, and then you put your eyes down back, as I said earlier, in Siman Tzadik, as we learned it, in Siv Dalet. And finally, Siv Dalet, the fourth subsection, Tzorich Lamid B'Tfila Ke'eved Lifnei Rabbi. During the prayer, one must stand like a servant in front of the master. That's what we have to stand. Be'ema B'Yira B'Pachad. With awe, with fear, with dread, with Val Yaniach Yodov al Chalotzov. Don't place your hands on your hips like this, because Pimnesha Hu Derech Yura, that's a way of arrogance. V'toiv Shiyanicham al Liboy, it's best to put your hands on your heart, Kusim, they're sort of tied. Hayimonis al Asmol, your right hand on your left side. B'mekoyim shenoyigim lamed kain, in a place where the custom is to speak, where the custom is to stand so, lifnei hamelech shedabri mimoy, before the king, when you talk to him, b'shoyelim itoy tzorcheyim, and they ask him for his needs. V'hakoyl kiminag hamokim. Everything is according to the tradition of the place. If you don't talk like that to the king, then you wouldn't do that, you know, maybe. V'noyigim ktsas mitam hayadu lahem. Some people, based on the reasons known to them, usually it means according to the Kabbalah, what they would do is lahem lokuf hagodl hagudl b'sech pisayad. They bend their thumb into the palm of their hand. V'yesh noigim mitam hayadu lahem, and some have the custom, based on reasons known to them, los niach zroyeseyem alibam yimonis, that they should put their hand on their heart. Yimonis al smolis. Yimonis al smolis. Yeh perekem tzoyi mishtei zroyis. neged pnei hamispalo. Or would it be like this? I'm not sure exactly how he wants him to put it. No, no. Perikam tsoi, the middle one, the middle pink of both hands, this is the perikam tsoi, should be facing the one who's davening. How do you do that? They put their hands on their heart. What does it say? Yumonis al smolis. It says the right and the left. What about, I don't know the language of the figure this out. But for today, we'll leave it. No? Well, that's my question. Did you confirm the appointment? Well, you have not yet. Yeah, call me back. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
Is Barry a shaliach?
Huh?
Barry isn't a shaliach.
But I saw him there. He's still, he lives in Grand Heights. No, I saw him. I saw him before. I saw him in the house. I saw him in Brooklyn.
Oh, I thought you meant to Brooklyn.
Yeah, so, but he lives. He goes to yeshiva there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. He's too young to be a
shaliach. I just saw him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you saw your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Talking to Zalman, he told me he takes the Greyhound.
Huh?
The Greyhound to Westchester.
So does he know how to go?
He knows how to go. He was telling me.
Yeah.
Because Yoni is just across the Hudson River in Rockland County.
Where does he get the bus, though?
He takes it to New York City and then he picks
another
bus up for us.
Hello? Hello?
Directly. I'm just going to ask him again.
No?
Where he gets it from.
I'm going to take a look. I'm pushing. Mama's not feeling well. But you don't know how. When are you going to find out? When they're going to know? 9 o'clock. What time is now? Let me check. Okay. Let me check. Okay. Now I'm going to check the ganze drushes. Yes. Zami. Zami. Zami.
Let's run out to the house because we might have to take the 908 train. Come right now. Thank you, Tfilm. Thank you, Tfilm. Hello. 908. 908 is the train. Where? Hushyar? Well, maybe. Maybe you have a second one. Oh, okay. Did you talk to them? I'm telling you, okay, I'm bringing him home now. So you call her up, you call her.
Side B. So the maiden word Beforech. What does Beforech mean? The Gemara explains that Rabbi Lezer Omar, Rabbi Lezer says Beferach with a soft.
It's just.
See, they took all the garbages. You emptied it out? Let's see.
What are we doing? We want to know if we're going by train or that.
I'm going by train.
Yeah.
What time? Okay, and you have a train to Westchester also?
So there's a bus to Westchester.
What time?
$40. I think it's worth it instead of going to Grand.
Yeah.
$40. Greyhound. It takes from Boston. 5:45 at night.
This afternoon?
5:45 p.m.
Who's going
to
pick you up there?
So I'm going to get there. There's a bus.
Who's going to take you from that place to the yeshiva?
There's a bus from that place to yeshiva. I hope it's running out of the hour.
No, maybe it's not running then. Is there somebody to pick you up from the bus? All right, let's see if you have an appointment first. Does he have an appointment or not?
I don't know. How could you call me on the phone?
No, but some Kemish Petra.
I called at 5:45. 5 to 9. They told me they only open at 9.
But now, so what's
the reason that I shouldn't have the plan? I told them that I'm not canceling. I called it back to confirm. I'm going to call them, but I'm going to tell
them.
Okay,
so we're taking, I don't know.
Yeah, we have to, I most probably have to go. I'm going by train. I'm
going to 9:15 bus.
No, I don't know. I don't know how to get there. Where to train to?
We're at 10 or 5 right now.
Well, Tabby wants to drive,
if you could drive. I can't drive, let's
go together. Yeah, no, say that. So we'll take the train, 909, 908 train?
Yeah, there's 908, mommy says 917, I'm not sure.
Do you know how to get there, man?
Somebody
will find the phone. I looked at the phone, and there's an 814.
I just did, I just went online, look.
You're good, yeah.
It's 917.
Transit, huh? Here it says 52 minute transit. Yeah, oh, it tells you to walk. So the train ticket, that's why it tells you you have to leave. Let's see.
Hello, Dr. Papa George's office, please. Well, don't talk to me anymore. I have to listen.
Yes, Ramami's right, 917.
Yeah,
it's 917. Don't be pathetic.
I can cancel her. I tell her I have an emergency. Yeah, hi. This is Dr. Papa George's office. Okay, great. My name is Sarah Wallace. I called on Friday to have an appointment today for my son. I'm just confirming, it's 11 o'clock, they told me to come in at 10:30, and I have a referral. S-C-H-N-E-U-R, Schneider. Oh. Yeah, just a referral I have. It's at 11:30 or 11, I'm glad I called. Oh, okay. So I don't have to be there 10:30. You have to be there at 11. Okay, thank you. Okay, at 11 o'clock. I don't have any other x-rays because the doctor said you need to take like a panoramic or something. He doesn't have that. I have just a referral from the doctor. What? So I can't bring the x-ray. I can only bring the referral because their dentist's office is closed. I just have the referral, okay? Excellent. 11 o'clock. Thank you. Okay.
So we're not in such a rush. So why don't you learn with her at least for an hour?
I have to be there at 11.
Okay, so you know what? You have to be there at 11. So maybe if you have to be at 11, I can take him. Let me hop up the Dremel for an hour. Then I can take him.
But
I'm so exhausted. I can't
move. I don't
blame
you. I'm just saying.
Can't move. So maybe he has to be there at 11.
So
but I want you to know, you have to come with me now. You have to tell her that she has to pick her up at 10:30.
What?
We have to leave her by 10:30. Exactly.
His appointment isn't until 11:30. They're only making me come in at 11 o'clock.
But if you'll come at like 11:05 or 5, you're going to the end of the world, right? So don't cancel her totally. Just tell her that you have to finish today by 10. Let her come by 9. Can she come by 9?
That's 9:05 already.
No, ask her to come 9 now. And that's it. You know, maybe you'll take a train. Can you take a train? Why can't you take a train? It's quicker.
How come
the
next train?
How come you on the next train? Yeah. It's 10:21 the next train from Shannon.
Perfect.
And then you have a train earlier, 9:41 from...
10:21 is perfect, no?
Yeah, but 10:21, what time do I get there?
Takes half an hour.
You can get it there at...
I was supposed to teach her there today.
South Station,
let me explain this. I was supposed to teach her today for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And not just 1 hour. Because she's canceling me on Thursday.
Mommy.
I'm going to call her.
South Station, where are we going to South Station? Back Bay?
I don't know. That's what they don't. I just put in Tufts Medical Center.
How did you get from Sharon? She's
that's what I wrote. And they say you have to take the train. And where do we get off with the train?
Okay, there we go. Google Maps.
Okay. I'm gonna go.
No, but Dr. Gale said this is something that he must do.
No, he came home saying his teeth hurt him. Back to Yale, they looked at the x-rays and they say his wisdom teeth are coming into his other teeth. That's why he's in pain.
Oh, so that's for sure. Okay, I'm just double checking.
Because I asked him, I said, "Do you think the pain could be from something else?"
Because he's kind of young for that kind of a surgery, no?
Why are you saying that?
I'm asked. That's not true.
No.
Okay.
You got his wisdom teeth removed when he was 16.
Yeah, but usually by 16, sometimes the other kids label just Mendy just had it. He's already 20.
He pushed the door.
Man,
17
in the train. Providence line 844
towards South Davis. I need help figuring out the train schedule.
974. We're gonna
have
a next day.
I couldn't even die when I was gonna go.
Can someone help me figure out the train schedule? Where we take the? Where
I'm
do we
doing it right
off?
Now. I'm doing it right
no,
now.
No, it came up when I
printed. I know. I'm sure. Hello.
Hi, Masha. Good morning. It's Sarah. How are you doing?
I have to remember to give him $20 to Yankee. I took him.
Yeah. What? Providence Stoughton line delay. Providence Stoughton line delay. Due to Amtrak signal pump up to 60 minutes.
Wow.
What is it?
Yeah, that's today?
Yeah, 10:21.
Oh, so then it's not even good for you.
Take a train, 10:21 Sharon, to Ruggles.
What did you say?
What? Alright, good. Parents don't mind delay. Late 10 to 20 minutes due to late equipment. That's 9:10. What about this one? I understand this. It could be an hour late instead of 9:10.
It could be no, you mean?
What
time? But now there's a problem with the line there. What did he say?
Okay, we should go right now. If we need 9:17, what time do we get there?
We get there very early. If we leave at the 10:21 train,
yeah.
If everything looks right.
May be gone. Let me take you now. Now I can take you. Now I go to sleep. Otherwise, I have to walk. Like this, I'll drive you over now.
No, I understand.
So let's go now.
It's much cheaper.
If we go at 10:21,
then you get there at 11:04.
That's okay.
No, but you get by the train station. You gotta go up. I'm not.
No, it calculates the time.
And then it says also that there's some delays on the train, so you may have 15-20 minutes delay on the train.
That means we won't get there till 11:30.
You may not be able to get it anyway. So let me take you right now because you're gonna miss it.
We didn't finish that.
No, I can take my
time. Go.
What is the thing? I don't know how to get. What's the next train we have to take?
Take
something to eat. What's the next train we have
to take? There's no next train. You gotta go now. You have 5 minutes to get to the train.
What about the train stop?
Yeah,
there is. 9:40.
There's a 9:40
train
at Canton Junction.
Oh. Well?
Yeah. 9:45. Canton Junction.
Where?
Canton Junction.
Well, let's go now. Are we going to make the 9:17 train or not?
It's up to him. I just have to go to the bathroom and put my coat on.
I also.
No, then we're not going to make the 9:17 train.
put this is Chani's key. I'm putting it in the drawer. Okay, just give me my phone. It takes something to walk in.
Yeah, we have to go now, right now. We're barely going to make it.
The toilet is disgusting. Look at the kitchen. I clean everybody's house for my
own. Okay, come to the car. Zami, take something to eat. And maybe you call me, I'll come pick you up. Hello? No, it's too late. We missed the train.
So take us to the junction.
I'll take you 10:30. I'll lay down for an hour and just take you 10:30.
No, let's just drive us over and we'll see.
Can junction go? You want to drive? I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting. Nobody's coming out.
He had to put a coat on. He had to put his thing on.
Ma, where are the bagels?
What?
Where are the bagels?
Now he's going to look to the bagels. No. He's looking at it. What did you make up with Matskin?
Nothing. Well, I'll call her when I'm back home. Okay, let's go. It's usually not a hard drive there. Come. It's 9:17, Zalmi.
I don't see no bagels.
There's a four bagels on the left side. They're put into the bag. He doesn't have a hat. Maybe Tati's hat looks a little better. Maybe Tati's good hat. That's why.
I don't know why we're going now to there. We missed the train. Okay, maybe it's delayed.
And how do I pay? I pay on the train.
No, I'm going to give you money.
I have cash.
Yeah, so pay on the train.
Zana, do you know what train we're supposed to transfer to and where we get off? I didn't need it.
Ask anybody over there on the train. Ask the conductor. Where? How do you get to Tufts Medical Center? They'll tell you.
Junction.
time is the Cancer Junction train?
He said 9:40.
So we're gonna.
Tell me.
What? Moishe Kapoor. So it's 9:18.
Well, you came on late from the from shul. How's it been? Yes, I tried to see you up all the time.
Maybe. Oh, look at that. Somebody walking. I didn't even see him. Turn around. These people that are pathetic, the car's backing up and everything else. I know it's the car's fault, but you know, you still gotta be alert and think that maybe the guy's backing up and not realizing it. So just be alert and just walk out of the way. Get out of the way. Said, ask them if it's.
Okay, what's
maybe,
I took some apples out.
Problem at Forest Hills. All.
Inbound.
That's inbound, right? Yeah.
Trains in inbound.
Will not be making a Ruggles.
We need to go to Ruggles.
So
we need to go to Ruggles?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do?
Back Bay Station
will be open. So most probably we have to accommodate passengers. Okay.
So what do you do?
I don't know. There's got to be a way to get into there. Other people must have the same problem. Should go in and ask?
Is there somebody to ask?
I don't know. Is there somebody that usually sells? Let me go ahead.
I'll tell you now, I told you, I'll take you at 10:30. No, I'll lay down for an hour and I'll take you at 10:30.
Okay. I don't want to pay my triachi. Why can't I take the train? Everybody else.
Oh, so what happens with Ruggles? The question is.
So I'll ask somebody.
Who says you have to get up at Ruggles?
I don't know. Who says you have to get up at
Ruggles? Hold on. What are you doing? Huh?